How high can you fly?
Well, how long's a piece of string?
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight, with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
Oh. Well, there is a saying that you don't grow old flying kites, you grow old when you stop. Which I think is very true, because some of the people fly kites are well and truly seniors, as you can see.
That's Ian Burrell. He's a kite flyer. He's been doing it since he was a little lad with the low-tech brown paper and string version. He and his late wife, Ruby, love to fly kites together. He has 66 big kites and around 300 kites of all shapes and sizes. And I mean all shapes. Caterpillars, sperm whales, 16-metre blue whales, giant cuttlefish, octopus, a 10-metre hart, a pussycat, penguins, you name it. You could literally make it into a kite. These are sky sculptures.
Well, the first kite we bought together, was in at Phillip here in Canberra. And she looked at me and she said, "That's the biggest waste of money I've ever seen." poor little thing will be turning in the grave now. She's seen the amount of kites I've got, you know. But she couldn't, because the first one I got was a stunt kite. And she used to come with us and it was boring for her. So we then bought a diamond kite. Then we got a bigger diamond kite. Then we got a bigger kite. And she couldn't fly it. She couldn't hang on to it.
Oh, because she was lifting off the ground.
Yeah, it was knocking her around. So I stopped flying stunt kites and went to single line kites. I'd knock off from work if I was working on, I would say, Dixon Way in the building industry, coming back across the lake, wind. In I'd go, in front of old Palmer Nest, like that. And I'd get home when it was dark. "Where the hell have you been? Your tea's ruined. You've been flying, haven't you?" "Yeah." Most wives worry about their husband going to the pub. Mine was about me flying kites.
I met Ian at the Arboretum. To be honest, he was pretty easy to find. I just saw a giant octopus in the blue spring skies above Canberra, followed the rope to the ground, and there was Ian.
You need a wind. And up it goes.
Up she goes. A breeze picks up, which is also picked up by the microphone, but you can't have kite flying without wind. So I'm bringing you kite flying with wind. What's the beginner's kite, Ian?
Well, this is one of the best kites for beginners. It's only a little delta.
It's a diamond-shaped kite with a long tail. That's all it is. It's about the size of a pillowcase, a little bit smaller than a pillowcase. What do you love about it, Ian?
Oh, it's just the relaxation of it. It's the same as a lot of people say they fish for relaxation. Well, the easiest way to explain it, you're fishing for birds. You've just got instead of the line going down, it's going up.
We've got a kite that's sort of a stunt kite, and it dive bombs people.
Yeah.
Has anyone been injured by it?
Oh, yes, there's been a lot of, and there are quite a lot of deaths through the world over a 12-month period.
What's the main sort of cause of it?
Oh, stupidity in a lot of cases. People being picked up by them and things like that, because people don't realise the power that there is in a kite.
Where's your favourite spot to fly a kite?
Anywhere. You just need a good open area.
Get an electric shock if your kite hit a power line.
They have been known to burn a kite.
You understand.
But you've got to touch the two together or something. I don't know how it works. It's the first thing you learn. It's on, I think, every kite instruction when you get a kite. It's the first thing you learn. You don't fly near power lines or hungry trees. And the trees are known for eating the damn things.
And that's the irony. Here we are at the Arboretum, surrounded by trees, but you found possibly the best spot.
Yes. It's on the western side in the overflow car park. I used to fly Gowrie a lot years ago. and it's not what it used to be because the trees have got bigger and it blocks the wind.
And back to that question, I really want to know how high a kite can fly.
I couldn't tell you what the world record is, but the world record is set in Australia, and they had to go out centre of Australia, past Cobar, to do it because of the aeroplanes. You're not allowed to fly within 3 kilometres of an airstrip. Imagine that getting sucked into a jet. Imagine when it came out the other end. You wouldn't be flying a kite.